Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're here for you. Claim now at hampsonhughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
I'm looking forward to the challenge. In the second half of the season, we, as I said, we've got a great spirit at the moment. You know, the football and ideas returning to our game. And I want to make every push in every competition that we're in the second part of the season to bring success to here. So I'm looking forward to it. Players are developing, players are improving, and we can see how, you know, 7 points may seem a lot, but it certainly can be, it can be whittled away. But you just got to consistently win games and perform well, and that's our idea.
Welcome to the North East. 7 points now, the distance to cover between Liverpool and fourth place. And Brendan Rodgers insists they're up for the fight, but they have to be tighter defensively if they're to make the steps in the right direction. Part of the equation today is three players who've had a big influence at Sunderland. Turning it on for Liverpool today is their big job. Simon Mignolet still looking for his best form. Jordan Henderson played 79 times for the Mackhams, and Fabio Borini was their joint top scorer last season on loan here with 10 goals. Will Liverpool make two changes from the win at AFC Wimbledon in the FA Cup third round? Incoming Alberto Moreno on the left-hand side, and also added to the equation, Fabio Borini, as I mentioned. The players that go out from that FA Cup game, Javier Manquillo and Ricky Lambert, both on the bench. So Simon Mignolet in goal, still three at the back, Emre Can, Martin Skrtel and Mamadou Sakho. Lazar Markovic starts right side of midfield. Lucas and Jordan Henderson in the centre. Alberto Moreno on the left. Steven Gerrard remains in an advanced role to support the attacking threat of Philippe Coutinho and Fabio Borini. On the bench for Liverpool today, Danny Ward, the reserve keeper. Jose Enrique, Dejan Lovren, Ricky Lambert, Javier Manquillo, Mario Balotelli. Still can't find a start in the side. And Jordan Rossiter. The players Sunderland side with Costel Pantilimon in goal. Virginie, O'Shea and Brown, the centre-halves, they were so effective at Anfield this season. Patrick Van Aanholt at left-back. The midfield, well, Bridcutt is the deepest of the midfielders. Jack Carini, Seb Larsson, Jordi Gomez and Adam Johnson, the four behind Connor Wickham. We're underway, and a thought from Terry McDermott at a cold, blustery Stadium of Light.
Very, very blustery. It looks like we're high up in the skies here watching this game, but it looks as though it's windy on pitch side. But it's going to be, it'll be difficult conditions, but the pitch looks well, and I'm looking forward to a good result and a good performance.
Sunderland on the attack straight away. Yuri Gomez feeds down the left side of the Liverpool penalty area, hit towards the box, and Connor Wickham shepherded away by Liverpool, who wear yellow today. They have that yellow kit on. And Sunderland reclaim the ball and rush it back to the halfway line with Seb Larsson, the Sunderland kit of the red and white top and the black shorts. Liverpool shooting from right to left as we watch the game. Let's give you an example of just how windy it is down pitch level as O'Shea passes it back to his keeper. We watched the sprinklers pre-match, and even they were struggling with their jet streams to fire the water in one direction.
Yeah, you can't tell which way it's going because it's a swirling wind. And when we walked to the ground today, it was a gale. I don't know how bad it is now, but it won't be easy for the players.
Terry could barely stand up, telling me his stories about teammates of old as we walked in. The wind was that bad.
The game.
Gerrard and then Henderson in the midfield and back towards Lucas halfway line. Big links to Inter Milan in the papers today for Lucas. Although, can the manager really afford to let a player go like that? Now looking for the killer ball, they find a forward pass, it's Lazar Markovic, it's a penalty shout for Liverpool. No. And from this position high up in the stands, Lazar Markovic looked like he might have been brought down. Terry McDermott.
It was such a long way away, we haven't got no monitor here to look at it. But to me, it didn't look a penalty. I looked at the referee straight away and he had no intention of giving it.
Well, as Terry said, we're a long, long way from it. My initial thought was maybe, just maybe, but we haven't got a monitor to replay us the situation here. And it seems that the referee was completely disinterested. I've just managed to switch my screen on. Just talk us through it again, Terry, and see what did you make of it? But Markovic was definitely in the box. The player arrived. Did he get the ball?
As I said before, you're so far away, it's difficult to say until you see it on the monitor again, but we will see it later. But from here, and it's a long, long way away, it didn't look like a penalty to me.
Gus Poyet standing there, arms across his chest as O'Shea drills one over the halfway line, but missed completely by Conor Wickham, picked up by Martin Skrtel. And Liverpool look to the right wing, and the pace of Lazar Markovic might prove effective here. He bursts over the halfway line. He gives to Gerrard, who skips the first challenge. Now it's Markovic into the penalty area. Still going. The keeper can't stop him. And Markovic runs it over the line and scores the first goal of the game. It started from the halfway line, but his blistering pace and the help of Steven Gerrard helped them convert the first goal. And Liverpool, who've been dominant since the word go, have added the first goal of the game. Sunderland 0, Liverpool 1.
And richly deserved as well, Steve. I mean, great run by Markovic, great little flick by Steven Gerrard. But that's when they're on top like they have been, that's when you need to hurt them, and that's what they've done. Now, I'd like to think now we can take up the baton and go and win this game quite comfortably, because they're going to have to change the way they play.
Here's another big opportunity as Coutinho dribbles it to the edge of the box. O'Shea can't stop him. Gerrard might shoot from his position. He got it low and says the keeper touched it out. And Pantilimon did actually put his fingers on the ball. And it's a corner kick for Liverpool on the right. I'm not sure it was creeping into the corner of the net, but actually Pantilimon couldn't afford to take that chance. And it's a corner kick for Liverpool.
I think it was just going slightly wide, but he still had to make it. He still dived, got a touch through it in the corner.
Well, from the right-hand side, it's Jordan Henderson who picks this up. We've seen one or two corner kicks from him this season, which maybe have been a bit better. Corners haven't been Liverpool's forte. Well, perhaps for a good few seasons, I'd say. But here's Henderson. Knocks it short. Coutinho, edge of the box, back to Henderson. Closer to home, lays it in for Gerrard. Miskicked his shot at goal. Well, it came to him quick, couldn't find the perfect connection. It's definitely who you would want to be in that position if the ball's wrapped into you. But even Gerrard couldn't find a clean shot.
It was a well-worked corner, actually. And if anyone you wanted in that position, it was Steven Gerrard. And it was one of them occasions where he's miskicked it.
Henderson, split second, finds the cutting crossfield ball, which Moreno gets to on the left byline. Now drives towards the penalty area, takes on Virgini. Virgini outstretches the arm and just smacks it into the chin of Alberto Moreno. Gets a yellow card for that, does Virgini.
I'd like to see it again, but it looks as though he's just stood there and put his elbow up.
As I say, we're a long way up, but we'll watch the replay in here. Looked like he was going to get a beat, and he stumped him, hasn't he, with the elbow.
And he used his elbow as well. Yeah, it was definitely a booking. Luckily, it could have been a sending off.
It's not in the law of the game, is it? Argentinian international defender. Came back to Sunderland in August 2014 on a season-long loan from Estudiantes. And he started all 22 Premier League games since missing the opening game of the season. He's definitely a little bit of an issue for Sunderland, I'd say. But Steven Gerrard, free kick, left side of the Sunderland box, whipped one in towards Pantilimon. And do you know what? In the end, the keeper knew that was going in the goal, and he had to use two hands to push it over the top of the crossbar and concede a corner.
Yeah, if he would have left it would have gone in, so we had to put it over the bar. But I think Stevie mentioned it well, actually.
So a corner from the right-hand side as Liverpool up the pressure even more. And this one's going to be an outswinger towards Martin Skrtel, fighting in there in the box. Sunderland foot gets in there to push it away. Chased by Giaccarini, but won first by Henderson, who puts it down the right line. The crossing by Coutinho nearly paid off. Then following up, it's come up with crossbar! Oh, my word! What a shot from Lazar Markovic, and he very nearly broke the roof of the net with that flamboyant effort. Low ball in from Coutinho, clearance from Sunderland. Lazar Markovic on the half volley. Whacked it against the crossbar, and Sunderland survived by the skin of their teeth.
Yeah, great. Did he side, half a side foot, really. It hit the bar, hit the goalkeeper and come out.
Liverpool with another corner into the penalty area. Well, you're right there. That came off the keeper. It could easily have gone into the net, couldn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. But we have to get a second goal now. We're on top again. We need to get a second goal. It'll make it a lot easier in the second half.
Coutinho now, ball over the top for Henderson. Chests it down on the edge of the penalty area, takes the shot! Oh! Oh, the post is denied! Liverpool another goal again, but I think the referee, had he blown up before that or not? Well, Henderson brilliantly controlled, turned, rammed a shot in low, came off the post and again saved
not
Sunderland.
Offside.
Not offside. Was that what the call from the referee was?
I don't see absolutely nothing wrong with that at all.
Well, there isn't, is there? But I tell you what, it was sparkling play by Jordan Henderson. Sort of stuff that really gets you off your seat.
That's the type of goal that we got a 2-0 up and that would have been virtually game over. So there's still a lot to play for here.
Liverpool trying to seize this opportunity. Heightened pressure they've got. It's Gerrard, edge of the box, right footed shot into the side netting from the right. For a moment, Steven Gerrard thought he'd struck it cleanly enough, but Pantilimon had his near post covered. And that one's just gone into the netting. And Liverpool absolutely on top at the moment. We've been told that Henderson's was a handball. That was why Henderson's shot was ruled out. Just in a replay of Gerrard's shot. Gerrard, Liverpool's top scorer so far this season at the moment. He's got, what, 9 goals, 5 in the Premier League. He was looking to make it 6 with that. Virginie into the centre for Yordi Gomez. Gomez trying to get away from Henderson, who's snapping and biting and seems to be relishing the return to his former side. Now dwelling on the ball too much, Liverpool win it back with Markovic, then Gerrard. Edge of the penalty area, it's Barini. Barini tees it up, great opportunity, but Gerrard should have left it maybe for Lucas. It's not often you'd say that, but Gerrard took it on his weaker foot and Lucas might have been able to ram that with no one in front of him.
He was coming on to it. He was probably in a better shape than Stevie, but you can't blame Stevie trying to... He made the goalkeeper make a save and that's all you can ask.
When Liverpool attack, Sunderland look like they've got one or two men defending.
That's why we can get the second goal, because it'll be a different game in the second half. We've played good enough to be 2 or 3 up now with the post, the bar. So, you know, it could be 2-3-0 now, but we're still playing well. If we keep playing like this, there's only one winner.
Emre Can. Chant towards the halfway line. You're with Radio City Sports. Sunderland 0, Liverpool 1. Brilliant run by Barini. He's got around the back of Wes Brown and goes around the keeper.
Oh.
And he doesn't keep a steady head. Pantilimon is saved by the rashness of Barini's finishing. He'd done everything right. Completely outstripped Wes Brown, who'd given up at that point. Went round Pantilimon, but then rushed the shot and hits the side netting.
It was a great ball by Chan. He's gone round the goalkeeper, he's gone round the goalkeeper. Possibly should have scored.
Sunderland never really been a team that spent massively big. Brought in Jack Rodwell, of course, haven't they, for the 10 million, but that was their big signing of the summer. And they look like they're lacking a little bit of depth. Liverpool looked like a confident side after that first half. They're well deserving of their one goal lead, although it could have been 2, if not 3, if not for the crossbar stopping Lazar Markovic. Rifled one against that, a little bit of fortune as it then hit the keeper. And after that as well, Jordan Henderson, although replays will show he handled the ball. Liverpool in front at half-time, Sunderland 0, Liverpool 1. Terry McDermott.
Yeah, thoroughly deserved. Being honest, could easily be a 4 or 5. They've played some great football on a very difficult conditions. If we go out and play exactly the same, I can see us getting 2 or 3 goals. But I think it'll be a different game in the second half, because I think you'll see a different Sunderland.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're here for you. Claim now at hampsonhughes.com.
Dejan Lovren has entered for Liverpool. He's gone to the right of the 3 fullbacks. So... Emre Can, presumably, who's made way. Just checking across. No, Chan's still out there as well. So let's just see. Dejan Lovren's there. Who is it? Steven Gerrard, who's made way. Yeah, it's Gerrard, who's not involved for the second half of the game, Terry, unless I'm mistaken, even from our lofty heights here. Dejan Lovren slots into the back three. Emre Can moves into a more natural midfield role. Steven Gerrard is absent. And here's Lazar Markovic burning up the turf in the first minute of the second half of the game and winning Liverpool a corner on the right.
Getting back to Stevie, I didn't see him getting an injury. It must have been an injury. He's not going to change any team when the way they played in the first half. So
maybe he's just feeling something.
Yeah, maybe.
Van Aanholt down the left wing. for Connor Wickham. Going to try to flick it further on for his defensive teammate, but Liverpool win it back, and Emre Can starts a hell of a run down the right-hand side of the pitch and then goes to ground, says that Bridcut fouled him. Bridcut's got a yellow card already, hasn't he? He's had a yellow once in the game. If he gets a yellow now, it's 10 men for Sunderland. He's got a yellow and he's off! And Bridcut accused of tugging down Emre Can as he ran down the right side, and I think Bridcut knew straight away something was afoot, because as soon as Can had gone down, he started making vigorous appeals to prove or claim his innocence. Not even a look between him and his manager, and down the tunnel he goes. Second yellow, Terry?
For me, no. I think he tried to get out the way, and he has clipped him, but he tried to get out the way. The ball was going, no, I would say no.
But you know what? I'm just watching that myself. It's a bit harsh, isn't it?
I think it's very harsh.
It's a little bit harsh. If that was a player running through the centre, you'd understand it more if it was clean on goal.
Correct.
This is on the line. Can Liverpool contain the 10 men of Sunderland here? Right side, Virginie. Virginie back into the middle. Now, Johnson once again for the home team. This might be their best spell of the game. They've continued with the ball for a good few minutes now. Edge of the area, 22 yards out. Johnson shot, off the crossbar, comes down, hits the keeper.
Oh,
and the crossbar saved that. And the keeper, Mignolet, didn't know anything about that. And just like it was in the first half, when the crossbar saved Sunderland, the crossbar at that end is to thank for saving Liverpool there. It's like mirror image of what we saw in the first half. This long shot from Johnson came down, hit the crossbar, hit the back of Mignolet, and didn't go in.
Did it take a deflection off Skirtle, it looked?
Corner kick for Sunderland. We'll look in a moment. Headed away by Lovren. Comes out to the Sunderland back line, then chip back into the box. Holding it up is O'Shea. O'Shea shot, hit Skirtle. The referee's already
offside.
Blown up for an offside. Here's Mamadou Sakho. Starts to create space and writes a challenge and runs into open space and now gives to Henderson. Chance. Midway in the Sunderland half. He squared it to his left-hand side. The shot!
Oh!
And it was Philip Coutinho who took the shot at the end of the day. And as you can hear from Terry, I think there was possibly a better opportunity there that Coutinho made the most of.
It should have been a goal. He should have scored or hit the target at least.
Balotelli marches forward, tries to play the 1-2, bursts his way through. Across comes Wes Brown, steals the ball for a second, but
brilliant.
Balotelli's done him for pace and ingenuity, fires the
brilliant.
Shot back into the area. Maybe an opportunity for Henderson, bustles against two players, handball shouts, which the referee again refuses to acknowledge. And Liverpool look to Balotelli on the left side of the box. He's driven wide towards the corner flag, hooks it back down the line for Moreno. And now Coutinho attacks, up against Virginie, rolls it in towards Markovic, then strikes the shot, does Coutinho, saved by the keeper, low to his left. And bowled out quickly to Giaccarini down that side, who hits it against the on-rushing Markovic, and it's a Sunderland throw.
Balotelli done absolutely brilliant there, round the line, done the fella down the line, and he's hit it. A shot from an angle where you can't expect him to score, but he's made the goalie make a save. It could have come out to one of the Liverpool players, but it's a great bit of skill.
Chan's got time to think about his cross, lays it in.
Oh.
Maybe an opportunity for Moreno. He was up against a Sunderland player and he got the first touch of the ball, but he couldn't divert it goalwards. Same
right.
Time, Sunderland have broken on the attack down the left side with Giaccarini. And Giaccarini's still going. They've got a player down injured, but Giaccarini taking on Skirtle. Skirtle, in the end, gets round the back of him, puts it out for a corner kick.
Great tackle. He's trying to get a free kick.
A little bit of bite coming into the game. Definitely more of a contest
it
in
is,
the second
yeah.
half, isn't it?
It is. But we've had enough chances, certainly in the second half as well as the first, to finish the game off.
Corner and, being lined up.
And I hope it doesn't come to bite us on the backside.
Sunderland again with a set piece around the Liverpool box. They've hit the crossbar in this second half. That set piece comes in and it's an opportunity which isn't converted by O'Shea, because Mignolet is quicker to get over and smother the ball. Well, the ball dropped with a little bit of fortune into the path of John O'Shea from that corner. Came to the far post. A backwards header by a Liverpool player by the look of that. Unfortunately, Mignolet read it.
Skelton put him off there. He done well, got to him quick. Didn't give him an opportunity to get a strike on it.
Coutinho now does well. Glides past Sebastian Larsson. Releases the ball to left wing. In towards Balotelli. And for a second, you thought this was Mario's moment. And it never came off. The cross in. Opportunity for him to win the header against the defender. And Mario doesn't manage to convert.
Yeah, good football again to get in that position. Mario should have possibly done better. You know, he's hit it iron wide or headed it iron wide. But at least he's getting in them positions. I like to see a centre forward in them positions rather than out wide on the right or left.
Left wing with Adam Johnson. Johnson not quick enough to get there. Lovren's clearance away. Yuri Gomez, though, peels it off for Markovic. Back heel down that line by Adam Johnson. One of the cleverest Sunderland players. Just helps them maintain possession for a second. And they have it in the middle now with Wes Brown. Home fans urging a final onslaught. Comes up towards Danny Graham, takes a shot, and it hits the defender in front of him. Excellently blocked out, but Graham showing massive intent for the home team then. That looked a fantastic strike by him. Long clearance from Liverpool, though. Balotelli turns to run with it. He slipped on the floor and gets jeered right around the ground. Well, he is getting jeered, but I tell you what, if he kept his footing, he might have done something with that. Virginie strikes long. Ends up in the midway point of the field, then put out wide to the right-hand side. They're committed two into the Liverpool box of Sunderland. They're pressing down the right with Buckley. He's got the cross in. It's a late attack, which is a header right over the top of the crossbar from Madron. Well, it really nearly was Madron with a finish. A late rush down the right, which Buckley conjured up. Two in the box for them. Madron stooping backwards, but couldn't get a header on target.
Just a little bit too high for him, wasn't it? We've got to be more professional now. Get the ball in, up the other end, in the corners, and let's see out the last 2.5 minutes.
This game really should have been seen out by
now.
Yeah,
exactly. We shouldn't be biting our nails here, should we?
And a throw-in which Wes Brown is going to take, and surely the referee will blow his whistle once it's back in. And Brown makes the throw-in. Whistle to lips. 3 points to Liverpool. They just about crossed the line, but they were thoroughly deserving winners of the 3 points at the Stadium of Light today. They absolutely dominated Sunderland in the first 45 minutes of the game. Lazar Markovic's goal within the first 10 minutes was worthy of the run and the determination showed. And it's a match which should have finished 3 or 4-0 to Liverpool. But Sunderland showed some late fight, but they lack real quality. And Liverpool cut the point to the top four, to 4 points now. So Liverpool cut the points difference between them and the top four to 4 points, and it finishes Liverpool, Sunderland 0, Liverpool 1. Terry McDermott.
Absolutely, but a great result, great performance, deserved it, deserved to win by more. They keep playing like that with that enthusiasm, that bloody will to win. They'll win a lot more up games and they can get into that Champions League, and that's what we want. There's no reason why we can't. We've got good enough players. But on today's performance, I know you're getting for someone who are not a great team, but it's the manner in that we win and the chances that we created. And as I say, we should have been 3 or 4 or 5 nil up. But 1-0's enough because you only get the same 3 points. But great performance in difficult conditions, I've got to say that. But yeah, I'm delighted for them. They deserved it.
A great show of team spirit down there at the tunnel as Steven Gerrard waited for every one of those Liverpool players. Clapped hands, high fives, massive hug for Simon Mignolet as he went past. Terry, it's your choice now as a Motor Range man of the match on the fixture that we've just seen. We've seen some good performances. Who have you picked out?
I've gone for Markovic because, you know, he hasn't had a great start to his career at Liverpool, but he's getting better. I'd like to think he's going to get even more. But on today's performance, he worked hard. He had two or three other chances. He was brought down for a penalty very early on in the game, and he scored the winning goal. and he's got the 3 points, but we all come here to see we got them, so we've got to give it to Markovic.
Mladen Markovic, the motorange man of the match. Of course, it's all now about putting a run of performances together, and in terms of Liverpool, they've lost just one in 13 games now, and they've started to put some important wins on the board.
Yeah, and that's important, but you know, it's also important to play well. At this time of year, yes, it's getting them 3 points, but it's performances as well. It's nice to see when they play well, like they did against Swansea, like they've done today. You know, against two teams, certainly Swansea are a decent team, but today, maybe not as good a team. But to come away, it's always difficult. 45,000 people here, and they've put on a great performance, and I'm absolutely delighted for them.
Post-match.
Overall, it was an outstanding team performance today. We started the game well. First half, we had real good control and domination of the ball, created chances, and anything that we had to defend, I thought we defended it well. Our only disappointment was that we were maybe two or three up. Thought we had a clear penalty that should have been. One or two other chances, you know, we obviously hit the bar and obviously got a very good goal. But no, overall, a difficult place to come. You know, conditions as you see today are difficult, but I thought the players were outstanding, and both defensively and with the ball.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.